It is a regular theme of the New Testament authors that the people of God must be steadfast. On the one hand, we must resist the intellectual and moral pressures of our contemporary world and refuse to conform to the trends and fashions of the day. We are not to let ourselves slip, slither, and slide in the mud of relativity. We cannot let ourselves be torn from our moorings and be carried away by the flood. On the other hand, we are positively called to persevere in the truth we have received, to cling to it as a secure handhold in the storm, and to stand firm on this foundation. Here are some examples of this kind of exhortation by three of the major contributors to the New Testament. Paul. So then, brothers and sisters, stand firm and hold fast to the teachings we passed on to you. Hebrews. We must pay the most careful attention, therefore, to what we have heard, so that we do not drift away. John. See that what you have heard from the beginning remains in you. Anyone who runs ahead and does not continue in the teaching of Christ does not have God. Whoever continues in the teaching has both the Father and the Son. Common to these quotations is the recognition that certain truths have been taught or passed on by the apostles and had consequently been heard or received by the church. This body of doctrine was now a sacred deposit to be guarded. It had a normative quality. The church must remain in it and hold to it, neither going back from it nor going on beyond it in such a way as to contradict it. Part of Paul's final charge to Timothy elaborates this theme. In order to grasp its implications, we need to have 2 Timothy 3:1 to 4:8 before us. But mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. Have nothing to do with such people. They are the kind who worm their way into homes and gain control over gullible women, who are loaded down with sins and are swayed by all kinds of evil desires, always learning but never able to come to a knowledge of the truth. Just as Jannes and Jambres opposed Moses, so also these teachers oppose the truth. They are men of depraved minds who, as far as the faith is concerned, are rejected. But they will not get very far because, as in the case of those men, their folly will be clear to everyone. You, however, know all about my teaching, my way of life, my purpose, faith, patience, love, endurance, persecutions, sufferings. What kinds of things happened to me in Antioch, Iconium, and Lystra? The persecutions I endured. Yet the Lord rescued me from all of them. In fact, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted, while evildoers and impostors will go from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you learned it, and how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and in view of his appearing and his kingdom, I give you this charge. Preach the word. Be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction. For the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather round them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. But you, keep your head in all situations, endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist, discharge all the duties of your ministry.